Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Why would God like disease and deformity and sickness? It takes the beautiful human form that He created, that's made in His likeness and image, and it'll twist it and destroy it and corrupt it and rot it until it barely resembles God anymore. You know any artist that makes a beautiful painting and somebody comes and pours rust and water and junk on it and is happy with the result? Any sculpture that makes a beautiful sculpture and somebody defiles it and puts junk on it and they're happy with it? No. None of these following sickness and disease after sin and the fall of man is an improvement on God's work. And it doesn't please God. All the suffering, all the agony, all the pain, all the terrible stuff in the earth, it's not God's will. It's the result of man's sin and the devil's work. But thank God there's a Savior. I said, thank God there's a Savior. Thank God there's a healer. And we're in the world, but we're not of the world. And even in this midst of the curse and all the junk, we can live as an overcomer and more than a conqueror through Him who loved us and saved us and paid the price for us. Jesus. Is He your healer? Is He your deliverer? You can live free. I said you can live free. I didn't say you'd never have any challenges or trials or tests, but you can overcome again and again. You can win. Amen. And receive your healing and receive your deliverance again and again if you put your faith on it, if you believe Him and trust Him and not quit. So it's not the sick one that was unacceptable to God. It was the sickness. Same with sin. How many understand God loves sinners? Doesn't He? But He hates sin. You understand that? And you and I've got to make the differentiation. God loves poor people. But I'm telling you right now, He hates poverty. If He loved poverty, heaven would be full of it. And it ain't. I said, it ain't. And He said, pray thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. He didn't have two or three separate wills. He is the Lord. He changes not. So how about you? Do you love sinners? But you hate sin. Is that right? You love sick people? But you hate sickness. Is that right? You say, well, I don't hate such a strong word. I know it. I'm using it advisedly. Hate. We're not supposed to hate. No, we're not supposed to hate people. But there are some things you're supposed to feel very, very strongly about. I tell you what, if you'd seen some of the things I've seen, you'd feel that way. In my years of working with people that were sick and diseased, day in and day out, I remember one time a young couple brought in this baby. And the poor thing had growths and knots all over its little body. And it just screamed, couldn't sleep, night and day. And the mom and dad looked like they were losing their mind. You know that they would have traded places with the child like that if they could. And, you know, I helped them the best I knew how. And I was early in my ministry. And I remember one day going back and sitting down at my desk. And I put my hands down pretty firmly on the desk. I said, devil, you've made yourself a lifelong enemy. Anybody that would do this. How many know he is a murderous, lying, thieving. The worst individual you ever seen is just a little bit like him. I hate him. I don't hate people, but I hate him. And his is coming. I said his is coming. Soon. And I don't hate I refuse to, no matter what anybody would say or do, we cannot hate people. Amen. But I hate sickness. Yeah. what it does to people? Robs people of their children and of their fathers and mothers and husbands and wives, robs them of their money and their ability to enjoy things in God and in life. I hate it. I said, I hate it. I hate sickness. I'm against it. Right? Long as this old boy draws a breath, I'm going to preach the truth. Amen. I'm going to tell anybody that'll listen. Sickness is not of God. You don't have to have it. You can be healed. He paid the price. He took your infirmities. He bore your sicknesses. He carried your pains. You can be healed of anything today. Amen. I'm going to tell everybody that'll listen, the devil can't hold you down. He can't keep you sick. He ain't big enough. He's been stripped. He's been brought to naught. He's been put under your feet. Resist him and he'll run away. Jesus said so. Amen. And I tell you, I hate poverty. I love poor people. But I hate poverty. Poverty is of the devil. Always raking and scraping and never have enough and can't do for your kids and can't do for your folks and can't do have what you should have. It's of the devil. I said, it's of the devil. God's a God of abundance. He's a God of plenty. Amen? Ask the monkeys in the jungle. Thousands of tons, metric tons of bananas fall off the trees and rot. Too many for the monkeys to eat. Too many. Too many fish in the sea for the other, you know, fish and animals and people to eat. Too many. Too many. God made them all. Don't you believe these lies about, well, it's a shortage of this and shortage of that. Don't you believe it? Don't you believe it? God didn't create a planet that wouldn't sustain the people. There's vast wealth we've never even tapped into. Amen? Claim some. I said, claim some. You know, there's more $100 bills than there are ones. So claim the hundreds. Amen? And the bigger increments too. Quit messing with the ones and just claim hundreds. Luke 17:13. They lifted up their voices. They said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. What did they ask for? Mercy. We've seen this before, haven't we? In our studies. Other accounts, people came and asked for mercy. Well, what did they desire? What did these 10 lepers desire? Healing. Well, why didn't they just ask for healing? They asked for mercy. What did they get? They got healing, which means healing must be a mercy. Right? A mercy. If it wasn't a mercy, I reckon Jesus would have corrected them or something. Right? Because they asked for mercy and they got healing. And we've seen this repeatedly in the scriptures. Is healing a mercy? Does God have more than one mercy? Yeah, hold your place here. Go to 2 Corinthians real quick. Wonderful scripture here. 2 Corinthians and the first chapter and the third verse. 2 Corinthians 1:3 says, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, plural, and the God of all comfort. Does God our Father have more than one mercy? Well, then there is forgiving mercy, right? Cleansing mercy. What other kinds of mercy is there? There must be, apparently, obviously, healing mercy, right? Repeatedly, people asked for mercy, and the Lord didn't say, well, now, I thought you wanted healing. Healing's what you know. They asked for mercy. They got healing. Say it out loud. Healing is a mercy. But now let's get back to this then. People say, well, healing's not for everybody. What did they just get through saying? Well, now that wouldn't go over too good, now would it? Is healing a mercy? How many is mercy for? Mercy. Let me read you a scripture here in the Psalms about this. I really like this verse. The scripture said in Psalm 86:5, Lord, you are good. We've been singing about that, haven't we? You are good. You are ready to forgive, plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Would that include healing mercy? Well, it have to. Healing is a mercy. We could prove it five different ways. Now get this too. You know, you don't need mercy if you've done everything right. You can get by on justice, right? If you've done everything right. And sometimes people talk about, well, I don't understand. What did I ever do to deserve this? What did I ever do to deserve this? Well, the answer is plenty. Lots. What did I ever do to deserve it? Well, have you sinned? Have you come short of the glory of God? Well, the wages of sin is death. So if you and I got what we deserved, we'd be sick and broke and mentally oppressed all our short life, and we'd die prematurely and go to hell if we got what we deserved. So let's don't talk about what we deserve. Let's talk about mercy, about how the Lord took what we deserved. Amen? So you and I could get what we didn't deserve. How do we get all this? Grace and mercy. But it's still received by faith. I've heard people try to say, well, you reap what you sow. They lived a bad life. They've messed themselves up. Now they got these diseases, you know. They drank till they messed their liver up, and they used drugs and destroyed brain cells, and they did all this stuff, and they've messed themselves up, so you reap what you sow. Not always. Did you hear me? Because you and I sowed sin. Right? I ain't going to hell and paying for my sins that I sowed. Why? Because somebody else reaped them. Did you hear me? Jesus reaped what we sowed, if you'll receive it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Ten Lepers, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1024. That's R-1024. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thank you.